Hey, what is up? Welcome to episode 266 of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. I'm your host, Brian Lofermento. This is a Strategy Wednesday episode where we are going to talk about 12 elements of your offer, because at the root of today's episode is that your product or service is not your offer, why that matters, what you should be doing, knowing that, and how it's going to increase your bottom line. I'm so excited about this one. Let's dive in. Excited about today's episode because we've been talking so much about your offer on the podcast this year here in 2019, and it's for a very good reason. I honestly, so genuinely, deeply believe that as entrepreneurs, we should be obsessed with two things in particular when it comes to our business, and that is our customers and our offer. And so obviously I've talked endlessly on this podcast about your customer, and I genuinely believe that everything we talk about today should be built around your customer. So it's super important that before you even come up with an offer, you are very clear on who it is that your business serves and how you serve them and what your avatar, your customer, your ideal customer, what they want, what they're interested in, what their hopes are, what their dreams are, what their ideal life looks like. You should know all of those things about them, but we're gonna take it a step further today and specifically talk about your offer. So once you know who it is that you serve, obviously you need to come up with something to sell to them. And this episode applies to you whether you already have a product or a service or you're just starting out completely from scratch. Because no matter what, your business will have a product or a service. And at the root of today's episode is the understanding that your offer does not equal your product or service. Your product or service is one component of your offer. So if I were to make you an offer to buy my Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Bootcamp, there are other components of my offer. You'd say to me, well, Brian, what is the bootcamp? What's inside of it? How much does it cost? What's, you know, is there a guarantee that goes along with it? So you'll have all these questions, and all of these elements combined equal your offer. So I'm not just offering you my bootcamp. I have to offer you my bootcamp for a certain price. I have to offer you my bootcamp with a certain guarantee. I have to offer you my bootcamp with certain other things included. You might ask, well, what's included in this? So your offer comprises 12 different components that surround your product or service. And in today's episode, I want to go over those 12 components of your offer. Now, I'm going to be fully transparent for you. When I sit down to create an offer, I sit down and ask myself all 12 of these questions. So I have an offer cheat sheet, and it's kind of like my cheat sheet for marketing. When I sit down to build ad campaigns or email copy or graphics or anything surrounding the promotion of my product or service, I have an offer cheat sheet. And in that offer cheat sheet, I force myself to go through all 12 of these components that I'm going to share with you today. So really all I'm doing in today's episode is reading down my offer cheat sheet. So component number one of your offer is the product name. What is your product or service? What is it? I mean, is it monthly search engine optimization services? Is it an online course and it has an actual name? What is it? How are you going to name it so that you can tell other people about it? Because remember, this is why we're obsessed with your offer. We're obsessed with your offer because your earnings as an entrepreneur are directly correlated to how many times you offer your product or service to people. And in order to offer it to people, you have to be able to tell them about it. So your product name is the first component of your offer. The second component, and by the way, this is in no particular order. And also, if you want this list spelled out, drop me an email. My email address is hello@imetbrian.com. Now that you've met me on the podcast, it's hello@imetbrian.com. Email me, be like, dude, I want to see the 12 components of an offer. And I'll email it to you. Pretty cool, pretty easy. Or alternatively, join the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur Facebook community at letmeinthegroup.com. Either way, I'm more than happy to send you the list. So component number one, I'll summarize it at the end, is the product name. Component number two is the price. How much does your offer cost? Component number three is payment terms. So here's the thing, and you always have to remember this. I just want to preface the rest of this list. So let's say I offer, I don't know, branding services, and you also offer branding services. The reason why I say your offer is not equal to your product or service is because you and I both offer the same service. Or let's say frisbees. You and I both sell frisbees. Well, I can build a sexier offer than you can if I consider and utilize these 12 components, because you might just sell a frisbee for 10 bucks and you haven't thought of anything else. You haven't thought of any bonuses. Whereas me, if you buy my frisbee, I'll also give you a t-shirt or something like that. That's how I make my offer sexy. Now I'm no longer selling just my product or service. I have a legitimate offer. So component number three is payment terms. So particularly if you offer services, what are your payment terms? Do I have to pay you 50% upfront, 50% upon completion? Do I have to pay 100% of it? All of these components will factor into your prospect's decision-making, which is why you, as the entrepreneur, should think about these in advance so that you know your offer inside and out. Number four, do you offer any sort of discount? Do you incentivize them? I'll tell you one thing. Here's one way that I make the offer of my retreats way sexier. This is fun. I've never actually talked about it on the podcast. So when people apply to come to any of my Ultimate Profit Model retreats, I always do something on the phone with them. So we have an awesome conversation. I explain to them what the offer is. I explain to them what happens at the retreat, what's included. I give them everything that I'm going over with you in today's episode. And at the end of it, they ask the same question every time, understandably so. They say, cool, how much does it cost? And I tell them, well, the full price of the retreat is $5,995, but because I love working with action takers, I love rewarding people who make quick decisions. If you sign up right here, right now, on the phone, I will knock $1,000 off that price. Now you see, I am making them that offer. Sign up right now and it only costs you $49.95. So I slap a $1,000 discount on it. So that's one component of my offer. I know when I'm making the offer to them that that discount, that quick, decisive discount, is an option. It's part of my offer. It increases my conversion rates. So discount is number four. Number five, bonuses. So are you going to offer them bonuses for taking quick action? Are you going to offer them bonuses for signing up at a higher tier, whatever it is, whatever's relevant to your product or service? Are there bonuses? Number six, component number six, is there a bundle? So is part of your offer, you know, if you pay $997, you get all of the courses we've ever created. What is your bundle? Do you bundle products together? Where if you buy my coffee and you buy six tins of my coffee, you also get a coffee mug, that's a bundle. So that's component number six. Component number seven is the timeline. So if you and I both sell web design services, part of your offer might be, I deliver the website in 30 days, whereas mine might be in 15 days. That means we have two very different offers, despite having the same product or service. That's at the root of all of these things today, is these components help you have a unique product or service. So component number seven is your timeline. Component number eight, maybe one of the most important components in your offer, if not the most important, is the result that you deliver. The result that you deliver. I found this firsthand when I was in my early 20s running my search engine optimization agency. Some SEO agencies, the result that they sold, their offer was, we're gonna get you to rank number one. Whereas we just chose, that was never part of our offer. It was literally not a part of our offer. Instead, we said the result that you're going to get is an increase in traffic, and it's going to be more targeted traffic relevant to your business so that you get more ROI. We in no way tied our offer to the result of a first ranking. We tied it to increased organic search traffic and more targeted traffic. So you could see we had a different offer from other SEOs. Component number 9 is risk reversal. So risk reversal, simple term is guarantee. So what's your guarantee? How are you removing the risk from them to purchase from you? Maybe it's a 30-day guarantee. Maybe it's a, if you don't get results, we'll double your money back. There's so many different ways to reverse the risk. For example, I was just on Tesla's website the other day, just looking at what Tesla's offer looks like. And Tesla, for their risk reversal, they say, put $2,500 down. So you see that's their payment term. That's component number 3 of your offer, of their offer. And then their risk reversal was put $2,500 down and you can return it within 7 days, no questions asked, and we'll even refund the deposit. So that was their risk reversal. It was a 7-day guarantee. So that's component number 9. Component number 10 is urgency. Every good offer has urgency. What is the urgency you are applying to your offer? Why should I, as a potential buyer, be moved to take action? What is so urgent about your offer? Is it going away? Am I going to miss out if I don't get those results? Am I going to miss out and feel additional pain in my life if I don't take action? What is the urgency inside of your offer? Are you going to increase the price? What is it? There's lots of ways to introduce urgency into your offer. In fact, I just made the executive decision. I will do a Strategy Wednesday episode about how to bake urgency into your offer. So I'm going to highlight that. Number 11, component number 11 is social proof. So when you are giving me your offer, what sort of social proof do you have that other people have gotten results? Because here's the thing, social proof not only eases their mind and tells them that they're going to get results, but also it introduces the herd mentality. Us as humans, I'm never going to walk into a restaurant where I don't think anybody goes. But if there's a lot of people in that restaurant, they're showcasing that when I walk past their restaurant. That's part of their offer. Look at all these people that are eating here. I'm more likely to go eat there. And component number 12 is the belief chain. And I think most offers are missing out on this. So what are the existing core beliefs that I hold in my heart and in my head that you are either confirming or shattering and rebuilding for me? Because sometimes we buy validation. You always have to remember that. And sometimes we buy things in order to have our beliefs shattered. So you as the entrepreneur, you as somebody who's coming up with a core offer, you need to understand the belief chain that you're serving. Are you a validation belief chain offer, or are you a shattering belief chain offer? Two completely different offers. So those are the 12 components that I've identified that I sit down for each and every offer that I put out. I'm going to read this list to you one more time. Again, if you want this list, either email me, or the easiest way is to just jump into our Facebook group at letmeinthegroup.com. Here's the list of the 12 components behind every offer. 1, the product name. 2, the price. 3, the payment terms. 4, the discount. 5, any bonuses. 6, bundle. 7, timeline. 8, results. 9, risk reversal. 10, urgency. 11, social proof. And 12, the belief chain. That's it for me. I hope you enjoyed this. Always remember, your product or service is not equal to your offer. It's one element of your offer. That's it for me. I'll see you again this Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. Remember, we're coming at you 3 days every single week, so make sure you pound that subscribe button, and I'd love to see you inside the Facebook group at letmeinthegroup.com. I'll see you there. All right, so if you are still listening, thank you so much. I love the fact that you listen all the way to the end. Quick ask from me to you today. I don't ask very often, but it would mean the absolute world to me if you do listen to the podcast on an Apple device, whether it be your iPhone or your iPad or your MacBook or you even have iTunes installed on whatever computer it is that you listen to or that you listen to podcasts on, it would mean the world to me. It makes such a difference for podcasters if you leave a rating and review. So hop into the podcast app on your iPhone or your iPad or within iTunes and leave a rating and review for the podcast. It helps even more people find us, which means it helps us get incredible guests onto the show. If you haven't noticed, we're almost at episode 300 of the podcast. And when we hit episode 300, I'm actually going to be starting a new season of the podcast. Don't worry, it's going to be on the same show. You're already subscribed, where I'm going to be bringing some incredible, incredible guests on. So get ready for that. And seriously, my one ask, it would mean the world to me, is if you could take 2 minutes out of your day today, leave a rating and review. It means the world to me. It really helps the show out. And thank you so much for being a loyal listener. You're listening all the way to the end. It means the world to me. I'll see you again this Friday. And as always, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.